4DJW, I'm mobile.
WKN4 VWA, good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Steve. Sorry to hear you're not 100%, but it's good to hear you are somewhat back.
Dave, I'm back. I'm even getting my energy back, but doggone this cough. It just hangs on. Man, I talked to a couple of people. They said they had the cold part of it, the actual sickness, for about, 2 weeks or just a little over 2 weeks. And that's over with now, but they said they had the cough for an additional 10 days after that. So I'm looking forward to getting to where I can be without this nasty cough.
Longer than that, up to 2 months in some cases, or 10 weeks to get rid of the cough. And I know it's horrible. I know if you don't start, it's like Larry said that called the net. He had it for about that long. He had it for a couple of months. Just the cough that lingers afterwards. And you're okay as long as you don't start coughing. If you don't start coughing, everything's fine. But when you start coughing, you can't stop. That's the bad part about it.
I had the exact same thing. Man, I tell you what. Like right now, if I break off and I don't come back for a couple of minutes, just know I've gone into a coughing jag.
That's the symptoms of it. So far, I've been lucky, knock on wood, plastic wood in the car. So far, I've been lucky. I haven't got it yet, and I'm just trying to stay home. I got plenty of work to do around the house to keep me occupied so that I don't have to go out and do interact much with the people that have it. And hopefully it'll go by before I get it.
I've always been a firm believer in reticence just fosters the longer term. In other words, if you sit around, it's going to hang on you for longer. You got to get up, get out, get it moving. So that's what I'm up and about today. So anyhow, so man, I tell you what, it's just miserable. But man, I'm glad to see this rain washing some of that pollen away. Goodness.
KB4CBA.
I went and washed my car before all this pollen started falling, and it hasn't moved. It's been sitting in the same spot. And it looks like it hasn't been washed in a year. And I haven't even driven it. I got to wash it again and haven't even driven it anywhere. It's terrible. Terrible out here. Go ahead, David. W4DJW.
Well, I don't know who that critter is that you're talking to, but anyway, Dave. Hey, Steve. Oh, me. Well, got a little ding on the front of my bumper on my motorcycle, so I took the fender off and took it to this guy that he goes around the dealerships and, does touch-up paint and touch-up work. And so he said he would do it, and I'm going to pick it up, so we'll see what we got here.
It's one of those dentless repairs, because I had my wife in a Mini Cooper Countryman S, and this guy in my neighborhood, just a nice guy, but a golf ball got away from him. He was chip-shotting in his yard, and it came out and hit the side of that Mini Cooper. Well, I figured, this is going to run me $1,200 to get that fixed. So he says, no, I'll pay. It's my fault. So I took it down, and this paintless dent repair guy got a hold of that thing, and Dave, I was in shock. I mean, he did a perfect, you absolutely could not tell that it was done. Yeah, I mean, I was just flabbergasted. I was amazed. Charged me $90 because he had to take the door apart to get in there to it. So, man, he was more than well worth it. I hope that's the situation here.
You guys carry on. I got a pump gas. W4DJW.
Okay, David. I just finished. That's what I was doing. This has needed some paint, so I actually had to go to a paint shop on Cedar Lane and let them see the fender. And they have this, they call it a camera, but I don't know, it doesn't look anything like a camera. But it looks at the paint and it can match it identically. It's just amazing. But mine had, mine needed painting and it needed, of course, the dents. The dent knocked out. It just caught it right on the front lip there where it's curved. But anyway, I want to get it, that fixed, because I don't want to sell. I don't want to sell it like that. I mean, you know, somebody's going to look at that and, you know, they're going to think, you know, I don't take care of the bike, and I do. I'd ride the thing to California. It really is in perfect condition. I'd sell it to anybody.
I tell you what, you remember that yellow Mustang I had?
One sitting in your garage there?
That Mach 1 convertible. Well, it had a plain hood on it, and I put that factory hood scoop hood on it, and I took it over, and they did exactly the same thing. And they put that color analyzer thing, camera, down onto the hood, or rather onto the fender. Man, they matched that paint absolutely perfectly. So I was thoroughly impressed by that process, and it's good. So I tell you what, they can do some pretty interesting stuff with paint these days, I tell you.
Never seen that done before, and you know, and I don't know how long they've been using that technology, but anyway, I mean, it evidently it works well, but I'm getting ready to find out, because he didn't have to paint the whole fender. And it's different colors, you know, as you go back, it's got some trim colors on the sides. And it's kind of a bone color, I guess you'd say. And, he had to tape that off, and so, didn't get any overspray on that, but, and I don't know what I was involved in painting a car, painting something, you know, like that with a spray. I've never done that. Well, I paint my fence. Part of it, anyway. So, what the heck?
I wish I could come up with something like that. I do a lot of airbrush with my model kits and matching colors that way. And it can get real interesting. I'm just at the level where I use a color wheel. But, you know, with what you got and all those metallics and all that kind of stuff, man, that can get complicated. I tell you what. So how much is that costing you? A couple of $100?
Well, if you include the paint, it's going to be $185, but he's charging $150. But I had to go and buy the paint myself, and it was $35. That was just for a little, I guess it's a pint of paint. And so, $185.
Hey, where did you find the paint?
Hey, so you remember where the Cedar Lane Drive-In used to be? Know where Cowboys used to be. You probably frequented that place. I'm just kidding. So Cowboys is just right down the street on the other side. But if you keep, say you're going toward town and you keep looking to your left after you pass where the Cedar Lane Drive-In was, you'll see a paint place there. I cannot remember the name of it, but it's right there. And they had people, several several people in there when I was there. So evidently they stay pretty busy.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, listen, I just missed a call from the boss lady, so I got to get off here and call her back. So, well, listen, you behave yourself today, and I hope that thing turns out just as good as you expect it to. And I'll talk to you just a little bit later there, bud. All right, 73, KN4, BWA, I'm clear.
All right, will you behave yourself? Possibly can. And I'll talk to you later. KN4 VWA, KB4 CBA Mobile.
It's called Finishmaster, N4ZLK.
So have you been there?
I used to deliver there, not real regular, but years ago, and then I bought paint from them several years ago.
Well, evidently the guys, like, there was a guy in there that does touch-up work, and I don't know his work. Of course, I didn't know this guy's work either, but, you know, he was recommended by somebody I trust. So, but this one guy walked in, he said he would have done my fender for $100. So, I mean, I'd say $50, but, you know, I don't know what kind of work he does, so... I guess I'd have to see some of his work. Dadgum. I missed the turn. I hope I don't have to use anybody anytime soon.
I'll do it for 50, but it'll probably blend in with, I mean, it won't blend in with the rest of the car. And you may not get to pick your color.
Thanks. Well, I pulled up, I probably won't be very long, but if you're still in there, I'll give you a holler. See if you're still in there when I get back. But let me jump out of here a minute and get this deal done. KB4.
Nate, make a delivery. And by the way, that was a joke for anybody listening. I'm not offering my services for money. So anyway, talk to you later, Dave. N4ZLK.
CTY N4ZLK. Hey, Shane, I think I may need some of your work, maybe painting my house.
Oh, the stranger from the past. How are you, Daniel? And tell me what you said again. I missed it. It was breaking up a little bit.
Need your painting skills. It sounds like you're an expert in your field.
Expert at driving. Painting is another story.
Heard you talking, and I wanted to say hi real quick before I pulled into my destination. Hopefully, if I'm not long, I can jump back in as well.
Okay, you have to give me a call sometime. Let me know how things are going. And I am about to destinate. I got to make this delivery. I'm not sure how long I'll be in there, but I'll be back in a little while. Good to hear you, Daniel. AI4DTY. Almost forgot that. N4ZLK.
I'll talk to you later. KI4DTY, clear.